Joining us by telephone, Kristen McHugh from the Department of Transportation. It is highway construction season. First of all, let's get an update on a public meeting that's coming up for the I-39-BIS-51 interchange. People are invited to come out and talk about the proposed plan and how they might be affected. When's that?
Well, that meeting is on Tuesday, April 9th. It's from 5 to 7 p.m. in the community room of the Rothschild Village Hall, which is located on 211 Grand Avenue. This is the second meeting we're having for this project, so we do want people to see some of the changes that have been made to the design and give us some of their input into those changes. Other information we're going to be looking for is their concerns or their questions about the proposed construction staging and any concerns they might have about anticipated traffic impacts during construction. And another thing I think that's important to point out about this project is it is going to get started about a year earlier than we had originally anticipated. So work is scheduled to begin on this project in late summer 2014.
And this is a project that is going to be a big project. It also has a couple of things very close to the actual interchange, like the bridge over Cedar Creek and an intersection that's going to be redone as well.
That's correct. Yep. We've got some alignments of the interchange ramps and a multi-use trail that we're going to be constructing. We're going to be doing a new bridge there for the Cedar Creek Bridge on Business 51, and there will be some closures associated with that bridge construction.
Now, the I-39-BIS-51 interchange, there's some work going on very close to that right now with the Wisconsin River Bridge, and they're also doing some temporary ramps at that interchange, but that is not the long-term fix for that interchange, is it?
Well, the work that we're doing at I-39 right now in Rothschilds is on the southbound lanes, and they're working on some of the bridge decks over the Wisconsin River and over Business 51. And the thing about that project, I think that is the most important right now, is that there are speed limit changes in the work zone down to 55 miles an hour, so people need to remember to pay attention to the changing in the speed zones and remember that fines double in work zones. And then the other thing that's significant about that project right now is that we do have that northbound on-ramp is closed, and so people on Business 51 who want to go northbound on I-39 will need to follow the detour up to Highway 29.
Again, the hearing and meeting on that is April 9th.
That is correct.
Now, looking at the other project, which is really about to start making huge progress that people will see, is up on the other side of Wausau with U and K and 51. What's the progress there?
The U and K project, today, motorists are probably seeing lane closures on the freeway on Highway 51 as crews prepare for the taking down of the County U overpass, which is scheduled to begin on Monday. So crews are going to remove the County U overpass, which goes over Highway 51, and that will include some nighttime closures of the freeway and some possible daytime lane closures that's scheduled to begin on Monday, April 8th.
And that's not a fast process. It'll probably take them, a week or two to get that bridge out of there, so you'll see these nighttime closures for maybe a week or two?
I'd say that's probably a good guess. And County U, then once the bridge closes to traffic, it'll be shut down for 6 months. So local traffic will be detoured via Westwood Drive and Bridge Street.
Is there anything people should know about that project for the next couple of weeks as far as special detours or things to really watch out for?
Well, again, I think anytime anybody's driving through a work zone, they want to be careful because things do tend to change. We want to be keeping an eye out for something that they haven't encountered already. So slowing down a little bit, keeping an eye out for workers and possible slower moving vehicles. On this particular project, the very first stages, I think that the bulk of the impacts are probably going to be on local traffic. So people having to change their travel plans that would have normally used that U bridge. But aside from that, I think that there will probably be minimized impacts to motorists on the freeway or to the County K area in general.
Now, in a couple of weeks, I believe there's some blasting operations scheduled for that area, too, which may force the freeway to be shut down for short periods.
That's correct. Yep, they do have to do some blasting operations, and they might have to shut the freeway down also for some beam placement for that new bridge that they're building at U. When they do shut the freeway down, however, they're going to be... It's a very brief time for a freeway shutdown, and it's like 10 to 15 minutes, and then... They move the traffic along again. But any shutdown of the freeway that isn't associated directly with the blasting will just bring the traffic up and down the existing ramps.
Anything you'd like to add today?
Again, I think that it's really important to notice that all the construction that's getting started, it's definitely something that changes the way that people travel to their destinations. Just remember that to be careful, watching out for signs, driving with a little bit more caution as you go through work zones.
Kristen McHugh from Department of Transportation joining us today. Thank you.